together for us. Amen. Let us pray. Father God, we love you. We thank you for life, health, and strength. Now, Father God, as we expound upon your word, open up our ears that we may hear. Open up our hearts that we may receive. Open up our spirit so that your will, not our will be done in our life. Father God, when I open my mouth, you speak through me. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. And now, Father God, as John the Baptist said, I must decrease so that you may increase. Rise up, King Jesus, and show yourself strong. Let your word go out and not return void, but yet it will change us for the better on tomorrow. Let the word go in our hearts so we be like David and have the word in our heart that we may not sin against thee. We ask all these prayers in the precious name of Jesus. We pray and we say, let the church say amen. Amen. Can church say amen again?
Amen.
Say it one more time.
Amen.
Amen. So here we are on Friends Sunday. Today is August the 2nd. You believe it's August already? Amen. This year is flying by. Amen.
Amen.
And I'm telling you, if you blink, it's going to be Christmas. Amen. So I'm trying to help somebody. Amen. And so today, we're at the scripture. I'm just going to read a part of a scripture. And that's in Job chapter 2, verse 11, just the front part of that verse. It says here in the Christian Standard Bible, Job's three friends. Now, when Job's three friends, that's it. That's all I got. That's all I'm going to preach about right there. Now, when Job's three friends. Amen. Today is Friends Sunday. But my mind went back. And we're in this series called Trouble on Every Side. Amen. Look at somebody and tell them Trouble on Every Side. We're in part three, round three. I told you before, this might be a 12-round bout. Amen. A heavyweight title fight. Amen. To see if we're going to make it through or not. Amen. And so we're on round number three. But this round, I'm calling it Friends. How many of us have them? Can I get a witness? See, some of y'all may not be old enough to know. Back in the 1980s, amen, back in the 1980s, some of y'all wasn't even born in the 80s yet, amen. Amen, back in the 1980s, amen, there was a group called Houdini. It was a rap group, amen. They came out with Curtis Blow and all them folks back in that day, back in when rap was just getting started and popular and hip-hop was getting started, amen. I see y'all bobbing y'all hair. Y'all know y'all used to dance to some Houdini. Amen, amen. And they said they had a song called Friends. I want you to listen. See, back then, I was raising kids. I wasn't paying too much about rap. I was doing what God, and I wasn't listening to words. I just got the hook. Friends, how many of them have them? Amen. But the song, when you listen to the words of the song, I mean, these guys were brilliant. Amen. And I started listening to the words as I was studying for my message today because Lord put in my spirit. Amen. You need to listen to this rap. Amen. I listened to the rap song. Amen. Wasn't no cursing in it. Wasn't no violence in it. They weren't talking about beating up no baby mamas. They weren't talking about beating up. They didn't call nobody out their name. They didn't talk about hating the police. None. This was good, clean music. And I want y'all to see this. Here's how it says, friends. How many of us have them? Friends. Ones we can depend on. Friends. How many of us have them? Friends. Before we go any further, let's be friends. Then he goes into the verse. He says this. Listen. I think I got the verse on that. There we go. Friends. It's a word we use every day. Most of the time we use it in the wrong way. Now you can look the word up again and again, but the dictionary doesn't know the meaning of friends. And if you ask me, you know, I couldn't be much help because a friend is somebody you judge for yourself. This isn't a rap song, y'all. This isn't a rap song. Some are okay and they treat you real cool, but some mistake your kindness for being a fool. My God, my God. We like to be with some because they're funny. Others come around when they need some money. Some of you grew up with around the way, and you're still real close to this very day. Homeboys through the summer, winter, spring, and fall, and then there's some we wish we never knew at all. And this list goes on again and again, but these are the people we call friends. Then it goes, I ain't put the second and third verse on it because he started talking about this girl he met and how they thought they fell in love, but as soon as trouble came, they started fussing and cussing at each other, and the relationship fell out. But he said this, reason why the relationship didn't work, because we became lovers before we became friends. How many of us have them? Friends. Amen. We all want friends. Amen. We all need friends. God has hardwired every one of us, young or old, male or female, introvert, extrovert, for a relationship. We're so glad to have some of our friends here today in person and online. We purposely call today's service Friends Sunday. Amen. Well, we invite our friends to be with us today because we want those of you who are our guests today to know that you are our friends and how important it is for you to be with us. In the world that we live in today, a good friend or good friendships are hard to find. Can I get a witness? Huh? Technology is constantly causing our interaction with other people to become less and less authentic. We're connected to the internet and disconnected from people. Hmm? Things like email, text, and Facebook, TikTok, huh? Yeah. Allow us to communicate with our friends, but they do not allow us the opportunity for face-to-face conversation or companionship. And somebody said, well, Pastor, what about Zoom and Google Meet? Yeah, you can see some people, but now people start to block their face. Put it on mute. They online, but they don't want you to see them online. Well, some folk ain't Zoom ready. Shut up, straight horn. Some folks don't know how to dress it up to get ready for the Zoom line. Amen. Some of us just roll over in bed and turn it on and we keep it in the dark. Shut up, straight horn. Amen. We don't want folks to know what we really look like when we first wake up. So when you got that 8 o'clock in the morning Zoom call, you just push the video button and turn it off. Amen. Amen. But let me help you. While these modern days ways of communication are convenient, they can never take the place of real people connecting with real people face to face. You feel me? You feel me? Amen. Amen. Through face to face communication, we can tell the numerous types of friendship. Numerous types of. Well, there's a faucet friendship. People turn on and off. They on when you on with them, but they turn you off when you're not with them. Then you have your fake friendship. That you think they with you, but they fake you out. As soon as trouble come, they gone. You're like, what happened to my friends? I thought they was with me. Then you have your fair weather friends. As long as it's fair weather, they there. As long as you buying the drinks, as long as you throwing the party, as long as you buying the dinners. Amen. As long as you're spending the money, they around. But when you ask them to cut the bill, no. Their arms get short. They got alligator arms. They can't reach the bill. Amen. Then you got the get over and get under friends. Those are friends that just try to get over on you all the time. They just take and take and take and take and take and take and take. And then when you go looking for them, they go under, 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 under. Amen. We got to understand those numerous types of friendships. Amen. These are all worldly friendships. But Solomon tells us that there's a unique friend that will stick closer than a brother. Let us consider the meaning of genuine friendship. Friendship is the convenient binding together of two people. Friendships is always preceded by self-giving. Amen. The first friend in the Bible was God himself. The first gift of the first friend was another friend. It was God who determined from the beginning that it was not good for man to be alone. Then he made woman to be a friend of man that he made from man. Y'all better stay with this. Friendship is based on the agape type love, or what is more called a biblical type love. In the Greek word, there's four words for love. You got your eros. That's that sexual, erotic, sensual love. That's the love people fall into. That's that love at first sight. Because they're only looking at what's skin deep. Beauty is skin deep. Ugly go to the bone. You better get to know somebody to the bone. So that you know the good, bad, and the ugly. Amen. Now, I don't care how fine she is. I don't care how handsome he is. But if you start getting to the bone, you might start to discover some stuff. Amen. Start opening up some closets. Start seeing what the real deal is. Quit talking about I'm infatuated. I'm just in love with him. He just loved me. You better get over that. You got your Stargate love, which is a family or a natural love. That's the love between brothers and sisters. Parents to their children. That's a Stargate love. That love is a natural type love. Women love their children. Hello. Amen. Because God has given you the capacity to love. Amen. No matter what your child do, that's your baby. I don't care if your child grow up and be an ex-murderer, done killed 10 people. You're going to show up to court. Huh? And you're going to still tell the judge, that's my baby. Amen. Judge say, I don't care. That's your baby. He getting life, 20 years of life. Amen. Loving is not a natural thing for men. We're more mechanical. Hello. Hello. That's why fathers don't have a problem walking away. Because it's not built into them. It's not a natural thing. Amen. God is calling us to do things that is not natural for us because we need the help of the Holy Spirit to help us to do it. Amen. Amen. Men, we need the help of the Holy Spirit to love our wives and to love our children. You need the help of God to do that. Amen. Women, you need the help of God to respect your man. Amen. I ask couples all the time. I ask the wife, do you love him? Yeah, I love him. That's my boo. I said, but do you respect him? Well, he got some ways. I love him, but you know, there's some stuff he do. Well, you need the help of the Holy Spirit to help you get through the stuff that he do in order for you to really love him. Then you got the Philia love, which is like the city of Philadelphia, brotherly love or friendship love. Amen. That's where somebody can hang with you. That's your ride or die. Amen. That's your good friend. That's your good buddy. Y'all brothers from another mother. Amen. All that kind of stuff. That's that kind of love. But then you got that agape love. That God type love. Which is a choice. Which is unconditional. Which is an act of your will and not how you feel. Can I get a witness? You're going to love that person through the good, the bad, and the ugly. This is that kind of love where you tell them, I ain't going nowhere after they done cussed you out. Come on now. Amen. After they done throw dirt in your face and you still standing right there, I ain't going nowhere. You got to let them know it's an act of my will. I may not like you right now, but I love you out of an act of my will. I'm still hanging right here. I ain't going nowhere. I ain't running. I ain't hiding. You can't scare me. I don't care what you say about me. I'm going to still be right here in your face. I done smelled your stink and everything else, and I'm still right here. You only going to have one or two of them friends in your lifetime. Hello, hello, hello. Everybody can't go that deep with you. Everybody ain't going to like how you smell after you come out the bathroom. I'm trying to help somebody. Everybody ain't going to be there when you broke, busted, and disgusted. Amen. Some people can't stand to see you when you ain't looking good in the first place. And yet alone go through some hard trials, go through the pit of life, to go down into the pit of life and into the slum, into the dungeon. Ain't too many folks going to go down with you. You got to understand, there's only one or two of them type of friends in your lifetime. Amen. That's going to be on an agape type level. That's going to be there with you no matter what, because it became an act of their will to love you. Amen. It is the love of God that is shed abroad in the believer's heart. Love is a desire for and a delight in the well-being of somebody who is being loved, leading to an active and a self-sacrificing effort on their behalf. In other words, I'm going to do for you whether you say thank you or not. Hmm? You ain't gonna have too many of them kind of friends. The Godhead is a perfect unity wherein God is in relationship with himself. A friend is someone you can be yourself with. Hello? You can let your hair, you can let your weed, you can take your clip-ons, take your barb out. Take your eyelashes off. Yeah, and when you roll over, he's still there. She's still there. Amen. 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 A friend is someone you can be. A friend is someone who knows your weakness and respect your strength.
Amen.
Amen. A friend is somebody who you can jail with, and y'all can compromise each other. Where one is weak, the other is strong. Where one is strong, the other is weak. And y'all know that about each other, and y'all compliment each other, and the two of you become great friends. Abraham Lincoln said this: the better part of one's life consists of his friendship. Ralph Waldo Emerson said this: the only way to have a friend is to be one. Now you got to understand, a friend is someone who is a source of sunshine when you're under the weather. I don't care how bad you feel, but when this friend walk in the room, you kind of get your strength back. You kind of rear back up because they came in the room. Amen. A friend is one who believes in you when your case to be believed in yourself. You caught your case, you cease to believe in yourself. A friend is a source of celebration when you feel that there is nothing to celebrate. They come in the room, you ready to party. Just because you saw them. Just because they came in the room, you livened up. And you was halfway on your sick bed, ready to die. And they come in the room, you ready. How you doing, boo? Amen. Amen. A friend is one who answers your call before you call. When you with someone like that, you know what they thinking before they say a word. I'm trying to help somebody. I'm trying to help somebody. That's the kind of friend that's in sync with you. When you don't have to say a word and you know how each other feel. You know what's on each other's mind. And you do the same things in the same time. That's a deep, deep friendship. Amen. Friendship is of two categories. The first is vertical. You should be a friend with God. Hello. Hello. And then the other one is horizontal and reaching out to others. You can give without love, but you cannot love without giving. True friendship is when two friends can walk in opposite direction yet remain side by side. A friend is one who walks in when the rest of the world walks out on you. A friendship with Jesus is truly the only unsinkable ship that you can have. At the Institute of Basic Youth Conflict Conference, I learned this way back when I was a teenager. Amen. We learned that there's four levels of friendship. I used to teach this when I was youth pastor at church because everybody ain't your friend. Can I get some help in here? Everybody's not your friend. There is different levels. You got to know where to put some people so you can quit getting your feelings hurt by folks who you think are your friends and they're not really your friend. You got to understand the different levels of friendship and know where to put people when they come in. Okay, this person right here, this is an acquaintance. Based on occasional contact. You don't see them all the time. You may know them, you know their face, but that's about as far as it goes. You don't even know where they live. Don't call them kind of people your friends. They ain't your friend. They are an acquaintance. You know of them, you heard of them, but that's it. Leave them right there in that box. Then you got your casual friendships based on common interests, activities, and concerns. They hang out with you just for a little bit. Y'all might like go bowling and do these kind of activities together. Hey, amen. That's your casual friendship. Have some interest. Y'all might even come to church together, but that's about it. After service is over, you don't see them no more during the week. Huh? Put them in that box. Then you have your close friends based on mutual life goals. Both of y'all love the Lord. Amen. Both of y'all trying to head in the same direction. Both of y'all trying to do things to lift up each other and go in that direction that God is calling you to go in. That's a closer friendship. But then you have that intimate friendship based on commitment and unconditional love, the development of each other's character. I'm going to point out your flaws and you can point out mine and we still going to love each other. Huh? You can tell me about me and I'm going to listen to what you say. I'm going to tell you about you. You'll listen to what I say and we still going to go out and have Grater's ice cream tomorrow. Amen. See, that's a good friend right there. Amen. 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 Freedom to correct each other without hating one another. Amen. There's some folk you talk to, you try to correct them. No, you wrong. That ain't me. No, don't talk about me like that. You got it all wrong. You don't live with me. You don't know my situation. Let me tell you something. People know you. You don't have to say nothing, but people watch you and observe you. The Bible said, and these things you can see. You don't have to ask them if they're a Christian or not. Just watch them. Hello? It's going to come out. Amen. Amen. Just hang around with some folk. It's going to come out. Go to the family picnic. It'll come out there for sure. You really want to know how somebody is? Go hang around their family. Because some of the family traits is rubbing off on them. Amen. And when you see Uncle Bob and Aunt Sally and they acting a fool, and you better start looking at that person you hanging with. Because some of these traits might be in the family line. Uh-oh. Amen. You got to understand who you hanging with. Because the Bible said this. Evil will corrupt good every time. And if you hanging around with some folk who don't mean you no good, they're going to drag you through the mud and spit you out. And then you got your heart out on your sleeve. Now you crying and boo-hooing, texting me and everything else, talking about this bad relationship. No. You knew that before you got involved. Young ladies, let me help you. Let me help you. Telling me, well, pastor, he going to come to church once we get married. No, he's not. If he ain't going to church with you now, he ain't going to church with you later. Amen. We got to understand something. When people show you who they are, then believe it. Don't try to sugarcoat it. Don't try to put nothing on top of it. When they show you who they are, believe it. As a man thinketh, so is he. When we speak, it comes from the heart. And when people are talking to you, they can't take it back. So we got to clearly understand the level of friendships and how to put people in certain boxes. Amen. And leave them there. Amen. Oh, I heard you. Somebody said, well, pastor, can somebody transition from this to this? Yeah, you can. But that takes time. That's called tested, tried, and proven. Somebody don't be your ultimate friend after 2 weeks. You better let that thing grow. Let it 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 grow. It all got to start somewhere. Amen. It's got to start somewhere. It can start you liking that person, y'all loving each other and all that, but you better let it grow. Let it grow, let it grow, let it grow before you start putting people in places they shouldn't be and trying to help somebody. We got to clearly understand that being an intimate friend, that's where you get hurt because that's the only person who can hurt you deeply. It's an intimate friend. Ask Jesus and he'll tell you about Judas. Judas hung around with Jesus for 3.5 years. You would think you'd get to know a person after 3.5 years. But Jesus did know him. That's why he's telling him what you're about to do. Go do it and do it quickly. He already told me. He says, there's somebody going to betray me. He knew his friends. He knew where to keep them too. Amen. Amen. But you only can betray somebody after you done got close to them. Judas told the centurions, he told them, y'all follow me. And the one I kiss, that's the one. He's going to let Jesus allow him to get that close to him. But let me tell you something. Your haters have a place in your life to elevate you. to another level. God allowed them in your life to help you move forward and to move up to where God wants you to be. Amen. Some of us wouldn't move until we got hurt. Hello, 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 hello. Because as long as we was doing what we want to do, as long as it was going my way, as long as things was working out the way I thought it should work out, we're going to stay in the rut we've been in. Jesus said this in John 15, 12 and 13. He said, my command is this. Love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no man than this, that he lay down his life for his friend. How many friends you got on Facebook you'll die for? Just by the reaction I just got, y'all just said zero. So they ain't your friends. People who in your friend box ain't really your friend. Hello, hello, hello. Your Facebook friends are not your, keep them on Facebook. Amen. That's your Facebook friend. Amen. Then I think Facebook should come up with four categories so you can put people in their box. No, you're a casual friend. That's where you at. Amen. No, no, you're a close friend. Amen. And then when you finally get to that intimate friendship, it'll be one or two names. That's it. Them the ones you respond to. Them the ones you quickly respond. Them the ones you talk to. Them the ones you allow in your inbox. Them the ones that you... Hello. Amen. John, 1 John 3:16 proclaims that we can know what real love is because Jesus gave up in an action of sacrifice, commitment, a selfless act. He gave up his life for us, and we are to give up our lives for our brothers and sisters that we really love. That's real love. I ask men all the time when they in the couples counseling, will you die for her? Depending on how long it takes him to respond, amen. If it takes more than a second, you better think twice. Will you give your life? Yeah, Pastor, I'll give my right now. Right now. Amen. Because he told us to love our wives as Christ loved the church. What did Christ do? He gave his life. And is that serious? And are you willing to give your life for your wife and your family and your children? That's why you see on all these movies, the hero movies, the men, kill me first. Leave the women and children alone. Kill me. Amen. Amen. When they getting off the Titanic, women and children on the boat. And then the old coward guy put on a wig, put on an overcoat, try act like he a woman. No, real men. Real men. I'm going down with the ship. Make sure my wife and kids are all right. I can live on through my kids. Man. Because I have that kind of love. Amen. This is the secret to having healthy relationships, whether they be friends, girlfriend, boyfriend, relationship, parents, any other, there has to be real love. If we admit to it, we have lost. We have a lot of companions, a lot of acquaintances. There's a difference between knowing a person on the surface level and valuing a relationship with someone. An acquaintance is a person you get along with as long as everything goes well between you two. It's someone who knows you hurting, who will step in when you're hurting, who will cry when you cry, who will laugh when you laugh, who will sit with you through the hard times and the rough times. A close friend will stay with you no matter what. They're the person who will be with you when you need a shoulder to cry on. True friend. What are true friends? Let me hit this and I'm going to keep going. A true friend. They there for you no matter what. They don't judge you. Hello. Every time they trying to judge you, trying to tell you who you are and all, but they want what's best for you. They don't put you down, huh? Or deliberately hurt you or hurt your feelings. It's kind and respectful to you. It's someone whose company you enjoy. It's loyal, open, honest, and real. It's trustworthy and willing to tell you the truth. Even when it's hard for you to hear, can I get a witness? Huh? A true friend, a real friend, a true friend laugh with you, not at you. Huh? Huh? Stick around when things get tough. Make you smile. It's there to listen and encourage you, comfort you when you cry. A giver, y'all ready? And not a taker. A positive person. Hello. Some of us know we got some negative friends. Ooh, it's a great day. The sun is shining. Well, it's still too hot out there. Can't get them to say nothing positive to say they like. Well, this food, the show is good at this, but the service was so slow. Just got to find something negative to say. Can't say nothing good to save their life. Just negative. Anytime you say something, they go just the opposite. Amen. I know some folk like that. Amen. I believe you know some folk like that. You say one thing, they're going to say the total opposite. And they just can't get with you. Amen. Amen. Common interest. That's a true friend. How often will you really ask an acquaintance for serious advice? You're not going to ask them for not an acquaintance. No, you're not going to do that. Amen. But you'll ask someone who's been around, who knows you, who's been a part of your crew, who's been with you, who rode around the block with you. You're going to talk to them. People in our lives, they fail sometimes. Hello. People also make mistakes. People also sin. Hello. We all have sinned, fallen short. Sometimes they blow it in big times, in big ways. You was really dependent on them to do something, and they let you down. Amen? Everybody's not perfect. Hello? Everybody you can't depend on when you're going through tough times. Friendships are difficult. But I want to show us today about a friendship. Job's friends. And hear about what happened and how they handled being a good friend and what they did to manage that relationship. At the end of chapter 2, this is what Job's friends did after they heard what happened. The Bible said, now when Job's three friends, amen, heard of all this evil that had come upon him, they came each from his own place, Elphaz the Temanite, Bildad the Shuhite, and Zophar the Naamathite. Amen. I'm going to stop right down. Let me break that down for a little bit. They made an appointment with each other to come and show Job sympathy and comfort. Initially, these guys did an amazing job at managing their relationship with one another and with Job. Each friend came from a different place. Amen. They were all ethnically different because they all came from different parts of the world. And literally, they were from different regions from the Middle East. It's really amazing that this type of relationship can exist in the world even today. As we talk about race relations, as we talk about injustice. Amen. Well, if we was really true friends with our brothers and sisters, regardless of color, creed, or race, if we was really good friends, we wouldn't have all this injustice. We would want to lift one another up instead of tearing each other down. Hello, somebody. We got to clearly understand our history is our history. Hello. Slavery is part of our history. Embrace that. It happened. You can't change it. Hello. And some of the things that came out of slavery is still with us today. Hello. Us hating us. That came from slavery. Because the slave masters tried to separate us and make us judge each other whether you was a house or whether you out in the field getting black. Those that was born from mixed relationships was put in certain places from the others. And they kept doing that, continue to do that. And when that is taught in your culture, and that's taught in your culture, it don't matter how many years. Listen, they say it's going to stick with us 400 years. And we still treat each other like that today. Light-skinned blacks versus dark-skinned blacks. I don't care what color you are, you're still black. You're African American. Amen. But you know what? We need to learn how to respect all of God's creatures because it's not about color. It's because you're an image bearer. I learned that 2 weekends ago at the women's conference. It's because you, I went to the women's conference. Amen. Because we are image bearers. We're all bearing the image of God. And when you hate another person, you might as well be hating God himself. Because the Bible said that God said, now let us make man. You got to understand that everything else up to man, God spoke it into existence. He said, let there be, and there was. But when it came time to make you and me, God said, let us, talking to the Holy Ghost and to his son. He said, let us make man in our image to bear who we are. So it don't matter your color. You are an image bearer of God. And we all got to learn how to get along, because guess what? It ain't no black heaven. Ain't no white heaven. Ain't no mystic heaven. Ain't no combined family heaven. No, it's just one heaven. Paul said, I saw a new heaven and a new earth. And guess what? We all going to be dressed in white. Hello. We all going to see Jesus for ourselves. The question is, where will you spend eternity? Because everybody going to see God. The thing is, where will you spend eternity? Yeah, you're going to get to the pearly gates. You're going to see God, and then the judgment going to come. And depending on how you treated everybody, you're going to get one of two things. Jesus is going to say, well done, or depart from me. And well done and depart depends on how you've been living your life. So the choice is yours. How you've been living your life. We got to understand that we gotta learn how to get along with folk who are different from us. Just like these guys was Job's friend. They came from different places. Amen. It would have been a while for them to arrive and so to get to Job. But before that, they got into communication with each other. And it's really cool. They were intentional about seeing Job. They got their Google calendars out. They mapped out how they're going to get there. They met at Starbucks. Amen. And say, let's go see about Job. I heard he was going through some stuff. And so they all gathered together and they all went to Job's house. But the passage continued in verse 12. It says, but when they saw him from a distance, they did not recognize him. And they raised their voices and wept. And they tore their robes and sprinkled dust on their heads towards heaven. These friends was doing the right things the right way. They're great at managing the relationship. When they saw Job, they were sickly and they saw him covered in sore boils. He didn't look like himself. And they were filled with sorrow. They didn't say, oh, Job, you're going to be all right. No. They were in pain with Job. That's a good friend. When he can sorrow when you sorrow, when he can feel your pain, when he can feel your anguish, when he can feel your grief. And they started to moan with him. They grieved and moaned with him. Doing the custom of tearing their robes was a sign of grieving with you. Pulling off everything and throwing dust up on their head and up in the air is saying, Job, we feel you. We with you, man. We got you, man. We know what's going on with you. We feel your anguish. We feel your pain. We heard you lost your money. We heard you lost your fields. We heard you lost your finance. We heard that you lost your children. We heard what your wife said to you. We heard all these things, and we with you, man. This is a painful time. This ain't no time of sorrow. We with you, man. We gonna cry with you. Finally, it says, and they sat with him on the ground 7 days and 7 nights. And no one spoke a word. No one spoke a word to him. No one spoke a word for 7 days and 7 nights. No one spoke a word. Amen. No one spoke a word. For they saw his suffering was very, very great. Oh, my goodness. These guys are great friends. Sometimes when a friend is hurting, for whatever reason, sometimes, actually most all the time, the best thing to do for them and what we can really do is just sit with them. You ain't got to say nothing. Just being there shows that you care. Can I get a witness? We can express our sorrows as these friends did by tearing our robes, putting dust on our head, weeping with Job. And we talked about a few. Listen, listen, listen. The Bible tells us to weep with those who weep. But Solomon said this: a man of many company, companions, may come to ruin. But there is a friend that sticks closer than a brother. This is really interesting to me, because the word ruin literally means bringing evil or affliction or to break into pieces. So what Solomon is saying is, having lots of companions may not be the best thing for you, because they may lead to your ruin or lead you into evil. We read later that Job's friends was okay until they opened their mouths. When they opened their mouths, then they started to show their true colors. That's round 4 and 5. That's not round 3. Let's stay positive today. Then he tells us there's a friend that sticks closer than a brother. He tells us we have a friend who will literally cleave to us and not attack us. Someone who will cling to you. Someone who will be even closer than your own blood brother. There is one upon whom there is no limitation. He is not subject to those things which may prevent others from always being there for us. He is a friend who stick closer than any brother. Amen? Amen. And his name is Jesus. Amen. Let's think about that for a minute. Amen. Jesus will accept you. He won't reject you. He don't care who you are, where you come from, your background, your creed, or your color. Jesus will accept you for who you are. Jesus will affirm you. When you accept Jesus, not only will you find acceptance, but you will find affirmation as well. Jesus never calls anyone to follow him on the basis of who they are, but on the basis of who he know you can become. Because he know where you are is not where you're going to end. Where you are is not your destiny. And as your results of being friends with him, he will work things out to bring out the best in you. There is a friend that stick closer than a brother. Tell somebody his name is Jesus. A brother can cry with you, but Jesus will wipe your tears away. Can I get a witness? A brother can pray with you, but Jesus can answer your prayers. Can I get a witness, huh? A brother can share your storms, but Jesus can say, peace, be still. Hello, a brother can die with you, but Jesus will raise you up from the dead. A brother can be your lawyer, but only Jesus can set you free. Can I get a witness? A brother can carry your body to the darkest grave, but Jesus can carry your soul to glory almighty. A brother can stand by you, but Jesus will stand for you when you need somebody at judgment. Is Jesus your friend today? Can I get a witness? This is my command, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no man than this, that he lay down a life for a friend. Ye are my friends. Look at somebody, tell them Jesus talking to you right now. Ye are my friends if, ye are my friends, comma, if ye do whatsoever I command you. Hello, somebody. The Bible tells me, and I'm going to tell this story, and we're going to go home. The 3 days. Bible tells me that Mary and Martha had a brother who stuck with them, but sickness and death severed the relationship. Their brother was there through thick and thin. Their brother was there as the handyman. Their brother was there to carry the heavy burden. Their brother was there who protected them from hurt, harm, and danger. But suddenly, that earthly closeness was interrupted by death. But they also had another friend. And his name was Jesus. That would come to their aid when their brother couldn't. They said, Jesus, if you would have been here, our brother wouldn't have died. Jesus, if you had been here, you could have done something about it. But notice, Jesus heard what they said, but he didn't hear them. If you had been here, our brother, well, your brother going to live again. We know that at the resurrection, Lord. No, you heard me, but you ain't hearing me. Just like I heard you, but I didn't hear you. Now you heard me, but you're not hearing me. You got to understand what he said. He said this. He said, listen. He said, listen, listen, listen. He said, listen, listen, listen. He said this. He said, you know what? Your brother going to live again. He said, show me the body. Lord, the funeral was 4 days ago. We put him in the grave. And by now he stinks. Because we understand once you die, your body started to decay. We know that your body started to have an odor. And by now it's been 4 days. And we know that by now our brother is dead and stinking in the grave. Jesus says, show me the body. Where you laid him? I heard you, but I didn't hear you. Jesus showed up on the scene. They showed him where the body was. They rolled away the stone. They looked in the grave. And Jesus just said to Lazarus, come forth. Some of us are in some dead places in our life. Some of us got some dead relationships in our life. Some of us got some things dead going on. But let Jesus speak a word. He's a friend that will stick closer than a brother. Jesus is a friend that will be there for you. He's there. He won't fail you. Let him pick you up. Lazarus, the brother who died, Jesus was his friend, and he called him back. He said, Lazarus, come forth. Jesus is a friend that will stick closer than any brother. Walter Hawkins wrote a song and said, because he's that kind of friend. We used to sing that song here. Amen. And it said this, if you ever need a friend that stick closer than any brother. I recommend Jesus. Jesus. Because he's that kind of friend. He goes on to say this. He says, he will never forsake you. Even though he knows everything there is to know about you. That's a real friend. I recommend Jesus. Because he's that kind of friend. He goes on to say this. He said, he'll walk right in front of you to always protect you so the devil can't do you no harm. Y'all heard what Walter Hawkins said? You see the perception he gave us? That Jesus is going to walk in front of us so the devil can do us no harm. He ain't worried about what's behind it because goodness and mercy. He worried about what's behind you. He goes, goodness and mercy back there. So Jesus got your front covered. He is faithful every day to help you along the way. Some of us, back our old Bright Star folks, we're thinking about, we see Sister Rachel standing right there singing that song. Because he's that kind of friend. Give the Lord a praise today. Amen. Praise God for you today.